Experts of the auto sector, in their budget proposals, have called on the government to draw up a long-term policy and provide relief to the industry and customers in the larger interest of the national economy. Automobile sector consultant Shafiq Ahmed Sheikh said it augurs well that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, shows interest in the auto sector and now its issues will not only be highlighted, but solutions will also be provided for the long run. The IMF's suggestion to remove restrictions on the import of used vehicles is very critical because used cars will compete for the same market where the existing industry is operating. Another suggestion for a gradual reduction in duties will also prove to be a game changer. According to policymakers, this specific proposal will not only bring down trade barriers but will also simplify customs procedures, including the phased elimination of additional customs duty, ACD, and an 80% reduction in regulatory duty, RD. It will gradually reduce the weighted average tariff from 10.6% in FY25 to 7.4% by FY30. These tariff cuts will reduce protection for the local auto industry, lower the cost of vehicles as well as increase exports and affordability. It is really a sensitive point, which must be discussed with the auto industry and other stakeholders for long-term and acceptable solutions, he said. As we know, electric vehicles, EVs, are the future, which will mainly come from China, so it is the right time that sustainable and long-term policies and incentives for EVs and their accessories are introduced for better investments and more jobs. Indus Motor CEO Ali Asghar Jamali called for revising the financing limit from 3 million rupees to 70% of a vehicle's retail price and extending the financing tenure from 3 years to 7 years. It is good to encourage overseas Pakistanis to purchase locally manufactured vehicles by offering tax and duty exemptions, provided payments are made through foreign currency accounts. This will help shift demand away from used car imports. He stressed the need for offering tax and duty breaks to vehicle exporters to ensure competitive international pricing. Additionally, there is a need to sign free trade agreements and preferential trade agreements to enhance global competitiveness and market accessibility for Pakistani vehicles. As far as used cars are concerned, the import of such cars should be restricted as it adversely impacts economic growth, fosters tax evasion and fuels the grey market. Pakistan has an annual manufacturing capacity of 500,000 passenger vehicles, of which 76% remains underutilized. There is an urgent need to keep a suitable tariff difference between completely knocked down, CKD, and completely built up, CBU, units to incentivize local assembly, promote job creation and support economic growth.